This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fierce fighting continued Saturday in Gaza between Israeli forces and Hamas, despite urgings from U.S. officials for Israel to use more precise targeting of Hamas leaders in Gaza rather than widespread bombing and ground operations. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future. But I don't want to put a timestamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Residents in northern Gaza Saturday reported heavy bombing and the sounds of gun battles overnight and into the morning in devastated Gaza City and nearby urban refugee camp of Jabalia. The Israeli military, meanwhile, says it's investigating the killing of two Palestinians in the West Bank after soldiers were caught on camera shooting them at close range. VOA's Tom McNeil has details.
Security footage obtained by an Israeli human rights group shows two Israeli soldiers pursuing, then shooting the men, one while he was incapacitated and the other appearing to be unarmed during a raid in a West Bank refugee camp. Also, Israeli police said that they were suspending two officers who were filmed beating up a Palestinian photojournalist in East Jerusalem. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA.